Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, I'm Amalia Thomas, and this week I'm going to turn up the heat for this question.
The experts at the Energy Saving Trust and British Gas say it's cheaper to heat your home only when you need it. But my heating control panel says that it uses less energy to keep a background temperature when the room is unoccupied than it does to allow the dwelling to chill too much. Which advice is correct?
Over on the forum, user Alan Calvert said, "Heat loss depends on the source temperature, so if you let the room cool down in your absence, you won't be using or losing any heat. Frost protection is still essential, but the trick is to set the lowest protection temperature, obviously above 0 degrees, that you can tolerate on your return. However, some refrigerators and freezers won't work in ambient below 15 degrees, so beware." We put Tim's question to Mike Childs, Head of Science, Policy and Research at Friends of the Earth.
The answer is to only heat your home when you need it. You can think of your home like a slow puncture on a push bike that you can't be bothered to fix. Like a slow puncture that releases air, our homes slowly leak heat. You wouldn't pump air into the tire of your bike every 10 minutes if you only needed to use the bike in 8 hours' time. That would be a waste of energy. You'd just pump it up when you're ready to cycle home. In the same way, you only want to heat your home when you need it. Of course, the best option is to fix your puncture. And the best option for your home is to stop it leaking energy through fitting insulation. That's better for the planet and your pocket.
Lewis Tyrone, an engineer with British Gas, told us more about insulation.
If you have good insulation, your house will heat up faster and cool down slower. So your boiler will have less work to do and your home will be more efficient. Simple hacks like fitting draft excluders, letterbox brushes and even keyhole coverings will help, as will rugs on hard floors and closing the curtains. The other common myth that ties into this is whether turning your thermostat up higher will heat the house up faster. If you set your thermostat to 20 degrees, the heating will run at full blast until the room reaches the temperature, and then it will turn on and off as needed to keep it that way. If you turn the thermostat up to 25 degrees to try and heat the room up more quickly, the boiler will still work at full blast, will take the same time to get to 20 degrees, but will then overshoot and keep going until the room is at 25 degrees.
So it doesn't sound like whacking up the temperature will heat your room any quicker. And if you want to make your place warm by the time you get home from work, you might consider a timer or smart controls that allow you to adjust your heating remotely. But as Mike points out, what type of heating you have could be a factor here.
If you've shifted away from using a gas boiler for your home to an electric-powered air source heat pump, you do need to stop your house from getting too cold, because it takes longer to heat up with an air source heat pump. The upside of an air source heat pump is that it will significantly cut the climate change causing carbon emissions that our gas heaters pump out every day.
Heat pumps work by transferring heat from a source to a liquid, which is compressed and used to warm up water, which is in turn used to heat your home. As Mike mentioned, air can be the heat source, as can be the ground.
So the answer is fit insulation, only heat your home when you're in it, and think about switching to eco-friendly heating.
Thank you, Mike and Lewis, for helping us out there. Next time, we'll be answering this question from Derek.
I can sit at my work desk with my phone by my side and the signal strength display goes from saying no service to 4 bars out of 5 within a couple of minutes, for no obvious reason. It varies like this all day, every day. I can understand why some places have good coverage and others bad coverage, but why should it vary so much in one place?
So what do you think? If you think you know the answer, get in touch. You can email chris@thenakedscientist.com, find us on Facebook, tweet at Naked Scientist, or leave your comment in the forum, thenakedscientist.com/forum. I'm Amalia Thomas, and thank you very much for listening. Until next time, goodbye.